years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a great big good morning to you all on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We've just traveled a bit this past week, and boy, when it comes to seeing interesting homes, we sure saw them this past week, didn't we?
We did, a little bit older than the ones that live in Arizona.
Well, I'll tell you one thing we did that I want to give you all a tip off to, that if you're in the, Jennifer and I traveled back to D.C., and we stayed with some friends who live in a significant historic home that we're going to talk about in just a minute. But they said if you've never toured the Washington monuments at night, we have to do that. And we've been to D.C. a dozen times, 15 times maybe, I don't know, maybe about. And, of course, we've always toured the monuments. But we never did it by night.
And with a government shutdown besides. So
it was empty.
It was empty. It was really delightful.
We had the entire place
we
to ourselves.
The lights were still on, thankfully. There was no water features running, which was part of the charm of some of the monuments.
The FDR monument.
Which was incredible.
Yep.
Large monument with huge bronze of him and his little dog. Amazing art.
But you stand at the Vietnam Memorial Wall and look up onto the grassy knoll,
mm-hmm,
with the three soldiers,
yeah,
pointing to the wall, and then walk around to the Korean monument with the soldiers. All you feel like you're walking through the war field right with them. It's,
mm-hmm,
it is a spectacular experience. I could have stayed all night. It was absolutely wonderful. Of course, the Washington Monument. I've always thought the prettiest I ever saw the Washington Monument. It's a beautiful monument. But what was it, 10, 12 years ago when we went and it was all under repair? They had scaffolding up the entire monument from the bottom all the way to the top, and they lit that thing at night. And
impressive.
That was a pretty cool look. So if you haven't done it, get to Washington, D.C. and do the monument tour by night. We're here to answer any question you might have about home improvement, home remodeling, home maintenance, home ownership. Our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. You give us a ring at that toll-free number. You let us know your name. Let us know the general area of Arizona you're calling from and what your question might be, and we'll put our building and remodeling experience to work for you, just as we have for the last 30 years here at Rosie on the House. So the home that we stayed in was not a historic home because it's not an old home. It's a historic home because of the people, and a significant home to the community because of who's lived there. It was built in the 1940s, by an aide to Winston Churchill. And it's in Bethesda, Maryland. And it was bought by the Kennedy family's private family attorney who lived in the house for decades. It's a contemporary house on a hillside.
Right off the golf course there.
Right off Congressional Golf Course. It's a lot of glass. A lot of glass. It's a flat roof. It's contemporary. But it's got a three-quarter basement. That a fourth of that is an underground bomb shelter.
With a little crank there for air.
That has a crank on it to bring the air in. Now, what I can't remember, or I can't figure out, is if you need to crawl into a bomb shelter, why would you want to crank air in?
Is there any kind of filter on that air hole? I don't know.
I don't know. But a really, really cool house. Where we were in Bethesda for several days. And then you go out to dinner, and I tell people, look, I don't want to go out to dinner any place except at an old historic establishment. So we went out to dinner one night at Old Angler's Inn, which is right there on MacArthur Boulevard. It was built in 1860 and had a fabulous meal there by we were right next to a real wood fireplace, a charming little old inn. Just last night, two nights ago, we had dinner at the Elk Ridge Furnace Inn, which is kind of in the Baltimore area. The building, the brick home, dates from 1744. The area was first explored by John Smith, of the founder of Jamestown, back in 1608. The architecture was Federal Greek Revival. The inn's main structure, built in 1744, was built as a tavern. Later got expanded in 1810 to a manor home, all brick, 23 rooms, 12 fireplaces. The stairway is tiger maple spindles, walnut cap rail. The wood floors in the house are original, and they're constructed of longleaf pine, which is actually a hardwood pine, which is kind of tough. And it was just 1.5 miles from the Baltimore airport and Sheraton Hotel.
It's charming. It really puts life in perspective when you're in a place where it dates back to 1600 and everything currently happening in politics and everything is right there in the same area as well. It just makes you see that your life is just a blip.
You're on this little two-lane road winding through the woods. And then you stumble upon this place, the Elk Ridge Furnace Inn. Now, was I out of line when I went and talked to that young kid eating next to us?
I don't know.
So Jennifer and I are there celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. The couple next to us were celebrating their 27th wedding anniversary, and the couple sitting right behind me were celebrating their first year anniversary. And they were the loudest in the entire room.
Now, it was a little tiny room. There were 1744 size rooms.
There was upstairs bedroom. Yeah. Right, right. So it's hard not to participate in everyone's conversation. And so this young couple celebrating 1 year anniversary starts running off a litany of four-letter words. And I just said, I'm so happy for y'all's anniversary, but I'm not celebrating my anniversary listening to your potty mouth. Would you please stop it? That's not being out of line, is it?
No, as long as you're kind doing it. And usually I'm the one that picks up that stuff. I didn't even hear him. So.
Man.
But the other couple seemed thankful you had said something.
Yeah, then the other couple kind of gave a little clap and applause. But it was a fabulous meal. Smoked duck soup. The pâté.
Veal pâté.
I could have had a whole meal of just the pâté. Mm-hmm. You had crab cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a veal. It was a fabulous meal. So, and you're just, y'all know me. You've been listening to the show long enough. You know my love of history. And, I mean, it was just so humbling sitting there eating in a bedroom in a building that was built 274 years ago. We were in D.C. visiting with remodelers from all across the country. And my good friend Tom Mitchell from Boston. And I got to talking, and he says, the average age of the home we're remodeling is about 80 years old, but we've done many homes that are over 125, 150 years old. And we did a survey of the homes Rosie has remodeled in Phoenix, and of all the years we've done it, 40-plus years, the average age home is 13 years old.
Well, now I guess that's why we don't syndicate this program across the country. Don't know how to do those old homes.
Do you start talking about those granite foundations? You start talking about the oil-fired furnaces. You start talking about the window applications, the roof applications. It's exactly why we don't syndicate the show. I know Arizona. I know Arizona pretty darn well. But you start touring these old homes, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot to learn. Just had an excellent, excellent week. And then we got into a conversation with a good friend who has retired, left the D.C. area, and bought a home on a piece of property in West Virginia. She can track the ownership of this property, titled to the original owner, George Washington. And I guess when he worked as a surveyor, he would survey a lot of property, and he and his brother would claim the property. So this property in West Virginia was originally owned by George Washington. It's also a hillside, 60 acres, beautiful home, and she remodeled the main house to do that, she had to pick up the subflooring inside the house. When she picked up the subflooring in the house, she realized what she was looking at was just relics upon relics upon relics that had been stored below the floor. And so she actually called in a university, Shepherd University? I think it was Shepherd University. And they came in and literally took 3 months X-ing off areas of the floor and excavating it down 2 or 3 feet. And she ended up with cases and cases and cases of small baby dolls. And, you know, they could tell what area of the house had been used for what, play area, kitchen area, disposal area, for what they were digging up and excavating through what at that time was just a wood floor. So, I mean, you go up and you touch buildings like that, you just kind of get this sense that this is what the mark you're leaving on history. And then you take a look at so much of the junk that's getting built today, and it almost makes you ashamed to be a part of the industry. So that's why we're big believers in masonry, and want to help y'all build and create and construct the kind of homes that'll be low maintenance and stand the test of time. And we've got some callers lining up, Pat and Bill, so we appreciate that. We're going to probably be taking a little break here in just a minute, and we'll get to y'all. We've got questions on garages and shower floors and your question as well. There is an open line if you want to call in, 1-888-767-4348. We'll find out what it is you want to talk about, where in Arizona you live, and what we can do to put our 40 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you right here at Rosie on the House.